Now we'd like to begin USEC Sustainability Symposium 2021, Soy Food and Sustainable Future. The organizer is U.S. Soybean Export Council, or USEC, and co-organizer is Nikkei BP Intelligence Group. As society's interest in food sustainability grows, soybeans, as a plant-based food ingredient, are attracting renewed attention worldwide. At the same time, there is an opportunity to introduce soy foods, a part of Japan's food culture, to the world has been becoming greater than ever. With this background, we would like to have 2-day online symposium. Today is day one, and we'll be focusing on the theme of sustainability certificate and supply chain. Now, upon opening, we would like to hear from Ms. Rose Leek, Senior Director and NEA Regional Director of USEC, and also Mr. Morgan Parkins, Minister Counselor for Agricultural Affairs of Embassy of the United States of America, Tokyo, Japan. First, I'd like to ask Ms. Rose Leek.
Good day. My name is Rosalyn Leek, and I have the privilege of serving as the Regional Director for Northeast Asia at the U.S. Soybean Export Council. Our organization represents the interests of soybean farmers, processors, exporters, and allied industry in the international marketplace. I'd like to start by thanking the participants and presenters for joining in this timely and important discussion on soy food and sustainability. I'd also like to thank the USDA and a special thank you to the co-hosts and partners at Nikkei BP Research Institute and Sustainable Japan. It is my pleasure to provide this message to you as the conference program begins. I truly wish I could be there with you, but for now, this will just have to do. It's been a challenging 18 months with more difficult days ahead, I fear. I'm sure there isn't one of us here today who have not been touched by the pandemic. I continue to be impressed by the resilience of our frontline workers and scientists for their tireless efforts to provide services, care, and work to control and hopefully end this dreadful virus. While we have faced and continue to face many challenges, I do believe it is important to take some positives from the experience. We found new ways of connecting with others and continuing to conduct business. In addition to the pandemic, we've also experienced extraordinary natural disasters. And while there have been some logistics and supply chain issues, the importance of trade and resilient supply chains has never been more important. We have been participating in various dialogues leading up to the United Nations Food Systems Summit, where many topics around supply chains, nutrition are taking place. This has only highlighted the need to examine environmental impacts and sustainability. The demand for protein and energy continues to increase around the world. U.S. agriculture, particularly the U.S. soy industry, has been on a path of continuous improvement for many years to ensure we are able to supply high-quality products while reducing our environmental impact. The true wake-up call came in the United States in the 1930s during the Dust Bowl, which was a decade-long environmental catastrophe. Since then, we have seen remarkable changes in how we interact with the land to ensure that the errors of our past are never repeated in the future. More recently, in 2012, the U.S. soy industry, recognizing the need to be able to provide confidence to buyers and users of soy, developed the Soy Sustainability Assurance Protocol. The SSAP provides verification to the international community that the soy being grown in the United States and purchased by the global consumers meets sustainability criteria. The SSAP has been positively benchmarked against the soy sourcing guidelines of the European Feed Manufacturers Association through the International Trade Center at the World Trade Organization. It is also recognized by the Global Seafood Alliance as meeting their best aquaculture practices requirements. Additionally, U.S. soy has been accepted by the European Commission as meeting the Renewable Energy Directive of the European Union. And finally, SSAP was recognized by the Tokyo Olympic Procurement Committee. This is particularly important since over 70% of the soy imported to Japan is from the United States. I should also note that over 50% of the soy produced in the United States is exported. So providing these assurances is important to us and to the global community. One of the ways we provide this assurance is through a certification tool that allows importers to receive a certificate verifying the soybean purchased meets the criteria of the SSAP, meaning the soybeans are produced in a sustainable manner in the United States. Nearly all soybeans sold to Japan carry the certification. I believe this demonstrates the partnership and commitments by the US and Japanese industries to ensure a sustainable future. Companies and industries around the world, and particularly in Japan, are making ESG commitments, and US soy is no different. We have mapped to the UN Sustainable Development Goals to identify the areas where we can contribute positively to those ambitious goals for more sustainable development. We have also established our own goals around soil erosion, land use, energy use, and greenhouse gas emissions. We all have a role to play, and we are committed to doing our part. However, we also want to continue to partner with the Japanese industry to support their efforts. In order to be successful, we must understand the market demands, establish meaningful objectives, disclose, and communicate about them. Much of the discussion today and tomorrow will surround this key point. As USEC and US Soy, we are here to be your partner in these efforts, and we welcome further discussions beyond this important seminar. I could talk about this topic much more, and we welcome those conversations. However, as my time is limited and we have many more speakers, I will stop here. We do have a farmer and a US exporter who will also share their stories directly with you. And you will hear from many interesting presenters over the next 2 days. I wish you a fruitful dialogue. Thank you again for joining and allowing me to welcome you. It is now my pleasure to turn it over to Mr. Morgan Perkins, Minister Counselor of Agriculture at the US Embassy in Tokyo.
Thank you very much, Ms. Rosleek. Next. Microphone over to Mr. Morgan Perkins.
My name is Morgan Perkins, Minister Counselor for Agricultural Affairs at the U.S. Embassy in Tokyo. You know, at USDA, we're very pleased to be sponsoring this two-day symposium, Soy Food and a Sustainable Future, with our longtime partner, the U.S. Soybean Exporting Council, as well as Nikkei BP Intelligence Group and NORAL. I would like to also thank everyone in the audience for joining us today. Now, I've already met a number of you while serving as a judge at the annual National Tofu and Natto competitions. Those are exciting events that I really miss and hope to join again in the near future. But for the industry as a whole, sustainability is now an important topic, and attention to it is becoming a business imperative. Deforestation and other problems associated with unsustainable production practices can have a significant impact on the environment. And the imperative to promote sustainability in soy production, and remember that soy is the world's main protein source, as well as in its procurement and distribution, is every day more vital. As producers, we need to be transparent about the environmental impact of our production practices and how we ensure food safety. In Japan, consumers and processors rely on imports for 90% of all soybeans, and 70% come from the United States, including large volumes of identity preserved food grade soy. As the largest supplier of soybeans to such an important customer, it's essential that we reassure consumers, retailers, and food manufacturers that U.S. soybeans are sustainably produced. And to some extent, that means educating those people on what sustainability in farming looks like, and then showing them how those practices are applied by America's producers. We believe that by doing so, we can build trust and confidence that the foods made with U.S. soy are not only safe and wholesome, but also part of the solution to the global environmental challenge. But we have to be mindful that what consumers want to know and what producers and processors want to tell them are not always the same. So we have to remain open to incorporating the insights of marketing and consumer affairs experts so that we can help consumers better understand how on-farm practices, be it contour stripping, no-till planting, or adoption of other technologies, help American farmers feed the world while also safeguarding the environment. Now, recently, our Agricultural Trade Office has had some success in this area, and I'd love to share a video with you. We'll get to that in a moment. This video has been seen by more than 1 million Japanese consumers and has generated a tremendously positive response. Not only did viewers respond positively to the message, but we were also delighted to see that this video on sustainability in soy production garnered a 32% engagement rate, meaning that a third of all the people who watched it commented on it, shared it, or saved the video. And those comments show that viewers are open to learning more about American agriculture and that they reacted very positively to learning that American ingredients are used widely in Japan and in traditional foods where they didn't realize that much of the ingredients were coming from the United States. Now, of course, most of you know that the U.S. Soybean Sustainability Assurance Program, which was established by USEC in 2013, is one of the most advanced systems for ensuring product sustainability in the United States and was approved under the Sustainable Procurement Code of the Organizing Committee of the Tokyo Olympics and Paralympics for 2020. But we'd like to encourage you and everyone involved in the soybean business to think of ways that we can incorporate the good news about sustainability in U.S. soy production into your messaging. That way, as consumers and clients have increased interest in sustainability, or as disclosure requirements grow, you will already be positioned to point to sustainably sourced U.S. soybeans as a demonstration of your commitment to using safe, wholesome, and sustainably produced ingredients. And that assurance, in turn, will promote trust in your product and hopefully even add value to your brand. So for now, thank you for participating in the Soy Food and a Sustainable Future Symposium, and let's take a look at that video.
We want to be a star supporting player in the natto section. I think we've been using American soybeans since shortly after our establishment. They are easy to make into natto, easy to manufacture. Did you know that more than half of the soybean foods we usually eat, such as natto and tofu, are actually soybeans made in the U.S.? There is a long history of people who have pursued the sustainability of soybeans. We are founded by my grandfather in 1951. We use a method called charcoal heating. The fermentation room is filled with carbon dioxide. By cooking charcoal over a fire, we ventilate the room to let in oxygen, and from there the fermentation process begins. Charcoal is used to make the air inside the chamber as it was in the past. As for the ingredients, American soybeans now account for about 30% to 40% of the share. I think we've been using American soybeans since shortly after the company was founded. I think it's getting better every year. In the case of natto, the soybeans themselves are visible as a product, so sorting is very important. I think the farmers respond very quickly, like replacing the soybean sorting machines. When I went to the U.S., I heard from the producers that no-till is the main farming method. Everybody said that they are keen to preserve a better environment, such as letting the soil retain moisture or not to increase the temperature, leading to global warming. They are saying that they want to continue to preserve a better environment. Soybean cultivation in the U.S. began approximately 200 years ago, and farmland has been passed down through generations. Farming by tilling the soil in the fields was previously the mainstream, but the environmental impact of drying and dusting became a social problem, and now cultivation methods that do not involve tilling, digging up the fields, are spreading. Also, regulations have been implemented to protect biodiversity since the 2010s. Soybeans on your dinner table are grown with such great care. We want to continue using American soybeans for many years to come.